So for those of a certain age, that should sound pretty familiar. That is, of course, the Faber College theme, and that was written by Elmer Bernstein. And the connection, of course, is that it is the theme song to the movie Animal House. So yes, it's that time again, folks. Summer is coming to a close. The stores are putting out their massive displays of wares. It is, in fact, back to school time. And no, even though I'm no longer of school age, but have school age kids, I am not celebrating. Not a lot, at least. Okay, a little. Anyway, what better way to ring in the school year than with a playlist of some of your favorite songs about, what else, school. We're going to have a lot of fun with this one, a lot of different styles of music, and a surprising variety of tone or subject matter for some of these school-themed songs. Now, when I was compiling the list, I noticed a couple of interesting trends. And the first is that many of these school-themed songs were actually album openers. I'm not sure why that is, but I found it notable that a lot of these opened the records. So, also, 1980 seemed like a banner year for songs about school, as we will discuss soon enough. So let's get it started off in a place we don't often visit here on the podcast, and that is Planet Bebop. And the reason, unfortunately, we don't cover a lot of bebop, although I would like to, is that, again, given time constraints and copyright issues, there are limitations on how much of a song we can play. So, of course, bebop being an expansive style of music, we just don't get a lot of it. So, anyway, here's one of my favorite trumpet players and easily one of my all-around favorite jazz personalities, Dizzy Gillespie, with School Days, 1956.
Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. I was your bashful favorite beau, and you was my girl in calico. Humpty, Humpty Dumpty, he sat upon the wall. Yeah, Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back again. Jackie Horner was sitting in the corner. Well, Jackie Horner in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in the stomach, pulled out a plum, said, what a great guy am I. Bring around the roses, pocket full of posies, ride Sally ride, wipe your dirty eyes, turn to the east, turn to the west, turn to the one you like the best. Go in and out the window, go in and out the window.
It's onward to the early days of rock and roll. As I have often said, as my wife can attest, this world would be a much better place if more people played Chuck Berry records more often. And so here we are. Chuck Berry, 1957, I know this one's familiar. It is also called School Days.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Don't you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go.
Now, if there's a big donut hole in your record collection and you don't have a lot of Chuck Berry, I think a really good place to start is a compilation that came out a couple decades ago called The Great 28. You can dig a little deeper after that, but that's a good one to start with. So Chuck Berry, The Great 28, check it out at the retailer of your choice. All right, this next one, not entirely about school, but as usual, I'm going to take a little creative license, in part because it does touch on this theme, in part because it was also featured in the movie Animal House, but largely because I just really love Sam Cooke. So here is Sam Cooke professing some ignorance in What a Wonderful World This Would Be. 1960, Sam Cooke.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know
1 and 1 is 2.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Woo!
Now, as you no doubt recall and also can imagine, a lot of music artists were not particularly fond of their school years, and we are going to hear plenty of them during this podcast. But before we do that, we'll note that some also like school, and in fact are quite proud of their school. So from a 1963 album called Little Deuce Coupe, this is, of course, the Beach Boys. Be true to your school.
When some outbreaker tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
What school-themed podcast that features music would fail to play the Ramones? Rock and Roll High School, 1980, from their album End of the Century. Here are the Ramones. Okay, so before we carry on to some of the other songs we're going to feature, I just thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about some of the other songs that just didn't make the cut. Some based on just time restrictions, but also just not as in the school theme. You know, they touch on school, they're tangentially related to school issues, but not close enough for my interests to put them on here, but I just did want to make note of them. Of course, there is Subdivisions by Rush. Talks, you know, quite a bit about relationships in school, but it's a little broader than that. School's out, of course. Alice Cooper, everyone's going to expect that. But this is about school being in, not school being out. Jeremy by Pearl Jam, of course. A little too intense for me on this one, although we do have some more intense songs coming up, but that one's a little too tough. Smoking in the Boys Room, not the Motley Crue version, of course, the original Brownsville Station, but again, did not make the cut. What else? Come Out and Play, Got to Keep Them Separated, right, by The Offspring. Again, kind of set in school, but not entirely about school, as is Eatin' Rifles by The Jam. A great song. Really did want to include it here, but I felt like there were some songs that were much closer to what we were trying to accomplish in this variety pack of school theme songs. And finally, one that is very, reaching way, way back to my childhood, and that is Cheech and Chong's Sister Mary Elephant. If you are not familiar with that, check it out on YouTube. Very interesting. And note that that used to be on the radio pretty regularly in the early 70s. Pretty amazing to think about. But okay, so instead of focusing on what we're not going to play, let's get back to what we are going to play. And this one touches on one of the, let's say, sensitive issues that occurs in schools across this country, and in fact, across the globe. From their album 1984, Van Halen, Hot for Teacher. A similar topic, but a bit more subtly stated by some of our friends across the pond. And by friends, I specifically want to say Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds and their band Rockpile. This is the opening track off their 1980 album, Seconds of Pleasure. It's a song called Teacher, Teacher.
Ringing you every day, begging for a word of outside my foolish games. I run and hide and call names. School's out, bells will ring. Now's the time.
Sometimes the roles are reversed, as you will hear in this also 1980 release. That is, of course, The Police on the opening track of their 1980 album, Zenyatta Mondatta. And speaking about The Police, if you did not have a chance to listen, one of our recent episodes talked about The Police and some of the songs that were written by other members other than Sting. But this one, of course, was written by Sting, which you know not only because of the subject matter, but because of the vocabulary and learned lyrics that he includes. And again, if you didn't hear that episode, you should, because it's a very interesting look at that band, in my opinion. So staying in the UK, the British schooling system seems to have some unique challenges. I, of course, have no personal knowledge of this, but for fans of classic rock and fans of post-punk bands from the UK, it is a somewhat familiar theme, that being awful school experiences. This one will come as no surprise, of course. We're going to start with Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, 1980. And this one's actually going to be from a 45, Pink Floyd 45. I mean, the quintessential album band. But I thought it'd be fun to play the single version. So here it is, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
So if that's not depressing enough, let's hit the Smiths. 1984, again, opening track, the Meat Is Murder album. This is a song called The Headmaster Ritual.
Education is about take on the playing fields. Surf whacks you on the knees, knees you in the groin, elbow in the face. Bruises bigger than dinner plates. I wanna go home, I don't wanna stay.
Rewinding back again to classic rock, not so dire, but still not an entirely healthy experience in school, and that would be Supertramp. 1974, the opening track, again, interestingly enough, opening track of their tremendous album, Crime of the Century. Here is School. As an aside, in kind of hearkening back to one of the earlier podcast episodes about the limited song selection on classic and album rock stations these days, Supertramp's Crime of the Century is, to my ears, just a phenomenal album, and one that did get a lot of radio play back in the day, back in the early mid-70s. And I just think it's criminally overlooked these days. To hear, you know, rock radio to the extent you ever hear Supertramp, which is not very often. It's almost always from Breakfast in America, which I think is also a good album. But if you're not familiar, pick up or listen to Crime of the Century by Supertramp. All right, enough of the aside. All right, well, ska fanatics were not left out, of course. And ska makes everything fun, even if it's not particularly light subject matter. So, talking about school, again, not a particularly positive spin on school, but they are, as Madness would be, a little more lighthearted about it, as this band tends to be. So here they are. I know this is going to come as a surprise. 1980 release, opening track of an album called Absolutely. Here's Madness with Baggy Trousers.
Naughty boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub, passing round a ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? Again, all the small ones tell two tales, walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make the difference through the days. Noise, playing football in the park, kicking bush bikes after dark, baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes through breaking up, back of the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make a difference.
And it wouldn't be an episode of my podcast without referring back to other episodes of my podcast and inviting you to go back and listen to some of the earlier stuff. We, of course, did a three-part series on ska music, and the second episode of that three-part series talked about British ska, and, of course, Madness was featured on that episode. So if you are a fan of British ska, or if you just like what you heard just now from Madness, check it out. It's a great episode. I think you'll enjoy it, and it'll give you places to look for more of the same. All right, all. That's it for today. Back to school. Hit the books, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.